bread of life. And so some of the most fulfilled men I've ever met were those who first discovered that the priesthood is, in its essence, spiritual fatherhood, supernatural paternity. And instead of a little home, you've got a parish family.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of finding it easier, it's much more of a sacrifice. But what God does through our priests is a prodigy that exceeds anything that even the angels could do. And so I think the more we let people in on this secret, the more men are especially going to find it, you know, irresistible. I remember, I won't say his name, but he's a priest now. He started off, though, as an athlete who had a professional career in the making. And he was at a university football team. He was the number one quarterback. And he read a book I wrote called The Lamb's Supper. And he got into touch with me. And after he got in touch with me, he said, you know, look, I memorized the playbook, but now I'm discovering this is the real book, the book of life. And he's now a priest who's doing amazing work not far from where I live.
Which brings us, in a way, back to the central theme of so many of your works, and that is that the covenant family that's created by God.
That's right. And, you know, Jesus only used the word covenant in the four Gospels on one occasion when he instituted the Eucharist, and so some conclude it must not have been important for me, but that's a wrong conclusion. I might only use the two words "I do" once in my life,
right.
But if it's standing next to a woman with witnesses, that's all it takes to be in a marriage. Christ said, "Do this in remembrance of me," and the Eucharist is what he was talking about. And of the Eucharist, he said, "This cup is the blood of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And so what we have in this one amazing utterance is the mystery of a family bond that doesn't just reach around the world and bring in the third world to the first world. It reaches all the way from earth to heaven. The Eucharist is the new covenant in its purity and power, as well as the source and the summit of our life. And so when men discover that they will be empowered by the Holy Spirit,